Hello， 欢迎收听今天的摇摇 Talk。 那节目休息了好长一段时间哦，在疫情三级警戒之前我们就开始休息了。那当时休息的主要原因是我们在筹备我们因为疫情往后延了一年多的婚礼，但哪知道我们婚礼举办后一周疫情三级警戒马上来了。那因为三级警戒的关系，所以我们当时暂停了节目的访谈邀约，还有我们的餐厅摇摇艺文厨房的营运，一直到八月下旬我们才让餐厅慢慢恢复营业。也到了这个时候，我们让节目呢准备要重新开始启动了。那在这段时间也没有闲着，我们因缘机会下呢接触了2021年廊桥音暨地景艺术展示的一个活动规划相关的内容。所以在摇摇 Talk 重启的这几集当中，我们希望跟大家来介绍这个活动。不过因为这段时间又有疫情在北部开始慢慢的蔓延的关系，所以原本的活动地点介绍是在满洲国中，已经调整地方了，为了学生们的安全，我们现在调整到了社顶公园。那活动的展示期间是在9月18到10月17，地点是在社顶公园入口处的草原那个地方。所以要提醒大家，在这节目正式开始之前，跟大家稍微说明一下，避免大家到时候来玩跑错地方咯。 OK， 节目准备开始咯。
2, 3, 1, 2, 3, Let's go。
好 ，OK 吗？好，欢迎收听今天的摇摇 Talk。 那我们今天是针对2021年廊桥音暨的活动，那我们到了长荣大学这边，我们先请今天长荣大学的同学跟大家打声招呼，可以简单自我介绍一下。OK，
好 ，Hello， 我是 Bright， 也可以叫我布莱特，这是我中文名字。Hey， 那我是长荣大学的学生，我快大三。对，下个学期，对，
下个学期大三，
下个学
期，要不要也介绍一下你的同学吗？
好，那别人在旁边有一些，有一个，有一位人叫 Kelvin， 对、
okay.
还有 Nelson， 还有 Barnaba。
你们来台湾多久了？
我们就不同的
时间，
时间，嘿，我到现在快两年，对，还有他一年。本来是比较大，对，快差不多三年。
所以说刚才讲老师讲大四的就是他嘛。
嗯嗯嗯，对。
四的就是他嘛。
嗯嗯嗯，对。快毕业。
快毕业了。那你们在好，应该这样讲好了，因为我们的节目是声音的，所以一般人他就是听到，可能看不到你们。那你们从哪边来到台湾、跟大家介绍一下好吗？
哦，好。就是，再一次，你说
你从哪里来？
我们的国家是坦桑尼亚，在非洲那边，在偏古的非洲。我们的国家我比较大，就是我们的国家跟台湾比较大，对，
比台湾大，面积比台湾大，
我们有游民的地方，而且有那个国际公园的，对，有很多的，对，这边有很多很多动物，
那边有很多动物，
对，
这一次你们下去满洲也是我们的国家公园，
对，
应该很不一样，
对，不一样，
我们的人可能太多，动物太少，
对。而且有一些，我觉得，没有太那个自然，对，
不太自然，对，
不太自然，跟我们的，
好，那你们四位来到台湾这边是在长荣念什么科系呢？
我们的科系是永续发展，这是
永续发展，
对，新的环境保育的。叫永续发展。
所以你们四个都是念永续发展啊？不同年级。
对，不懂年轻。
OK OK，好，那先欢迎你们到台湾。
好，谢谢。
那再来，我们就来聊一下这一次的活动了。等一下，有的东西如果是老师这边课程规划可以来做补充，就是因为我们这个这次下来去到满洲是参加今年英季的地景艺术的活动。那对垦丁来说，其实之前每年的英季都是办可能邀请社区来做一些摊位啊和解说的一个主题，但这次比较特别，就跟我们合作的王明堂老师做了整个地景艺术。那学校这边怎么会有这样的计划去参与这个活动呢？对，看老师可以先回答，然后等一下再问问同学他们的心情。
那因为这一次我们其实长荣大学是今年算是第二次参加廊桥英季。那其实在十几年前，我们绿能系的赖信志主任，他就跟垦丁国家公园管理处还有中央气象局有合作，雷达侦测系统，就是他想到用雷达来追踪会面狂鹰或者一些迁徙性的猛禽它的迁徙路径。那因为猛禽他们都在垦丁国家公园落脚嘛，
对。
那我们赖老师就他就跟垦丁公园垦管处合作，就是有十几年前就开始这个合作了。那直到去年呢，我们因为我们日本我们中央大学跟日本的宫古岛有算是有很好的学术上的合作。那因为宫古岛也是会面狂鹰的那个室鸟，所以不好意思说错，会面狂鹰也是宫古岛的室鸟。那所以我们基于刚好这个原因，我们就连接了宫古岛市跟垦管处，在去年的廊桥英季，由长荣大学这边发起，然后邀请了日本宫古岛跟垦丁国家公园管理处一起进行了一场研讨会。那今年的话，因为我们也是想要继续的持续推动会面狂鹰的保育、环境教育等相关议题，那我们刚好知道垦管处他们今年也邀请了我们，因为疫情的关系，所以我们采用了不同跟之前不一样的英季的模式。那垦管处也邀请我们学校的学生可以一起创作这个地景艺术。那有王老师他设计一个会面狂鹰，因为会面狂鹰就代表着牵起了日本跟台湾的一个友谊
这个路径这样子。
对对对，那所以我们就邀请了我们，因为我们这几位学生都是读永续环境的，他们对环境教育永续发展这种是他们的专长，那请他们利用暑假时间到垦丁，那去一起制作这个。那我们也相信在今年在英季的展现上应该是会有蛮不错的成果，
会蛮不一样的。那我们是不是请同学分别来讲哦？所以等一下你要帮大家翻译，就是知道这一次要下去到垦丁到满洲做这件事情的心情是怎么样。
So they want to see what's your feeling and about to know you need to create this time, what's your feeling? Each one of you need to answer. And we are going to translate. So who wants to be the first? Right? No, no, he is the translator. You come first.
Yeah, someone else first.
Chairman.
So can you pick the question, please? Let's say
what's your feeling? How do you feel when you know we need to create this art, eco art?
Like the feeling was great. It was good because you are going to create something which is going to to picture a relationship of more than two organizations or units, which is aiming to educate people and community. So it's something which is like a mark, it will be seen by many people, and they consider that this was made by students and who wasn't professional in it, but Wang Lao Shi taught as well, and whatever, maybe if there was a mistake, he was ready to teach us. So that was good to us, and it was a good experience. Yeah.
我翻译好了。
好。
他巴拿巴他觉得就是他觉得这次的活动很有意义，因为他算是有两个不同的性质的组织，一个是我们学校长荣大学，那一个可能算是地区社区性的，像王老师啊。那虽然他们不是专家，就是对于艺术创作不是专家，但是因为王老师他很细心的教导他们， 那他也觉得可以透过这个地景艺术来连接可能一般民众他在环境教育上面 的想法，他觉得是一个很有意义的事情。
我想说哇，不愧是大四生，其实讲得很好完整。对，
一个 senior student 说
其他同学要不要分享一下？嗯
，Kevin， you want to share?
Yeah. Personally, I was excited, and I feel honored to be a part of the sculpture making thing that involved. First of all, it involved two countries, so I felt very honored and also excited at the same time, because I was going to meet people who had a lot of respect in the community and also in the country. Speaking about Wang Laoshi, so to me it was a honor.And the excitement that I actually keep as a memory.
那一年级的 Kelvin 他说他觉得很兴奋，那也很荣幸能这次能有这个机会参与这次的艺术创作。那因为
yeah.
So repeat again the final part.
Yeah.Personally, to me, I was very honored and excited to be a part of the sculpture making.
所以他就是觉得有这次的机会，那他因为可以也对他来讲是第一次到满洲，那他觉得很兴奋，能有这个机会到满洲去这边做一些对于不管是环境教育或者是那个艺术创作，可以让人们欣赏，他觉得非常的荣幸跟兴奋。
那我倒是好奇，等一下也可以不同同学回答，就是在这次之前有没有去过垦丁，有没有去过就是垦丁瓜公园范围里面，之前去过吗？
Have you ever been to 垦丁？
我就没有。
The area of 垦丁 ，Have you never been to there？
No, I've never been to 垦丁。
Yeah, before. 一个有
是去过。那我们先问没去过的好了。在这次出发之前，有上网搜寻过垦丁的相关的资讯吗
？Before you go, Do you go Google the information about Kandy?
没有，还是有。
Search online.
Any
information about Kandy?
Yeah, to me actually because I saw there was a beach, so I just had to Google and.
那就是当然，因为他知道那个沙滩很有名嘛，当然还是有 Google 一下这个沙滩的一些资
讯。对，因为感觉南部。我不知道，我之前在高雄念大学，就是放假他一定说骑机车杀垦丁，台南可能略远一点这样子，就很好奇你们这是在出发前会对垦丁带着什么样的期待？我们换另外一个同学分享好了。
Do you have any expectation to attending?
First of all, when I was approached to join this group to go to make that kind of art, I didn't know what are we going to use first, like what material? Is it plastic? Is it wood or?Something else. So when I reached there and I saw they used this bamboo trees, I was okay, let's see how we're going to make this ego. And then it was like only those, the frame made by metals, then we have to cover it by the bamboo. Okay. So little by little I see then when teacher Laoshi, when Huang Laoshi taught us how to make it perfect, then I came to realize that you can makeanything out of something, so that was very good for me.
那二升三的 Nelson 他觉得，其实一开始他在出发前，他其实对于我们这次要去做的艺术创作是完全没有 idea 的。那到现场他发现，我们是老师是用竹子进行
那个创
作
的素材，
对，那他觉得很惊讶，然后他也没有，他也对于。竹子来创作，他其实也没有任何的概念，但是他就想说，好吧，那老师有老师嘛，那请老师来看教他怎么做。那没想到，一开始从那个金属的骨架开始，然后慢慢的用竹子，真的能编出一只老鹰，他觉得非常的有趣。
Okay, one more try. Also, when we reached there, we thought, okay, this seems like a small ego to make, so it may took us maybe 1 or 2 days.That was our expectation. But when we started to walk, it was okay, this maybe it's supposed to maybe 2 weeks or more. Because, yeah, for it to be more beautiful and perfect, maybe you to invest time and your energy and thinking. Because also, teacher make us like, you have to think. You can listen to me like the basic knowledge, but the others is upon you, you have to design by yourself.
那他觉得他蛮一开始预期的，只是想说，这个老鹰用竹子编可能没有很难，可能一两天就可以结束。但是没想到真的去动手做之后，发现不对，这个怎么看都需要两个礼拜才能让它变成完美。所以他们最后只有用了四天还是五天的时间嘛。那但是因为他说，虽然老师只有教他们最基本的手法，跟最基本的竹编的概念，那老师也是不断提醒他们要想。你做之前要想你要你这个创作，你的想法，你的理念要付诸实行的话，你要首先要想再去做。所以他觉得这其实花到他们很多时间跟精力，但其实
So are you happy with
here? 最后他们成果当然也是很满意的。
因为我也前两天有去现场看，我觉得你们做的那一只小的老鹰真的很漂亮，我看到时候还很惊讶，想说哇，你们只有花一个礼拜，真的很厉害，很好看。
He was shocked by your creation. He gets a look.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I think
that's
what it's like, because we are also thinking of it for like 3 days. Then you know, the first day we even say, oh, let's go slowly because tomorrow we finish. So we found that we didn't do anything. And there was something which was a little too difficult, like, to design the face of it.
Mm.
Sometimes you make it, so you don't need to wait the teacher to come and see. Even if you look by yourself and say, hey, well, I did something worse, you remove it again, you repeat. So it became difficult the way we keep doing it. So the way we kept doing it, it kept being difficult more and more than how we expected. Yep. But that was a good experience. So we learned and we knew how to make it. Then the teacher was just looking and say, oh, I'm back.
Sweet.
Baba 也是认为说，他们一开始因为我们礼拜一到的嘛，那我们中午到，然后下午想说先去认识一下环境。他也是觉得哦，看到这个觉得可能没有什么太困难的，可能明天开始做，可能两天就可以结束了，所以他还很开心的准备要到海滩
去玩，还可以去玩这样。
对，我们下午我们礼拜一有先带他们去海滩走一走，想说他们之后没有时间，那结果没想到，他说其实老师教他们怎么做之后，他们去实行，他发现真的很困难，那尤其是。有时候他们做完了，他们觉得自己很满意，但其实老师不开心、不满意，就把他们再重新
拆掉，
请他们重做。对，所以他们觉得哦，这也不行，还是要真的很努力，要真的放用一些心啊，跟一些巧思去完成这个任务。那当他们完成的很漂亮了，老师其实也会给他们赞美嘛，睡。
哦，所以他们学会了睡。
对对对，
也能
老师睡，
老师都讲台语，
对。
好，那我想要多聊聊看看，就是尤其是我们先不要管艺术这一块，先聊国家公园，因为你们刚好是做永续经营、永续发展跟环境有关的这一块的学习，然后刚好你们国家又有很多很大型，我们很难想台湾人很难想象的国家公园。我想先请你们分享一下，就是你们国家的国家公园大概是怎么样的景色，然后再来比较一下垦丁国家公园。
What's the difference?
You major in substantial environment, and Bright just mentioned you have a lot of national park in your country, in Tanzania.
Yeah.
So I want to know what's the difference between your national park and the Kenting National Park.
Very easy. let's say because Kenting is the biggest national park in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
So if we compare to the biggest national park in Tanzania. If you go there, you meet these like deers, these small animals. So as we say, it's small animals. So this is normal to meet. It's like you see them on the road, like then you see giraffe or maybe the gate. Then you just after that maybe night or this some like a lion or elephant. You see them later. But in Kenting, then we went there. At the gate, we didn't see anything until we even went to that a small hike. We didn't see anything. We just hear the bird sounds. So that is the biggest difference we can see there. And also, even by area, the biggest national park in our country to be considered as a big even by area, and to have the huge diversity of animals. You have a lot of animals and different kind of animals inside the national park.
So, 那他是说，其实很简单啊。垦丁国家公园是台湾最大的国家公园，他之前 Google 过。然后他说， 跟他们国家最大公国家公园比较呢，其实他说我们如果能在垦丁国家公园看到梅花鹿，他们就很开心。但是有很多时候其实我们根本看不到什么动物，
对，大部分看不到。
对，他说因为我们有带他们去社林公园，只是礼拜一下午的时候，那我们有去走了一下，他说其实除了鸟叫声他什么都没有看到。但是他说如果在他们国家的话呢，他们可以看到很多很大型的，像长颈鹿啦，大象啊，狮子，这种在他们国家公园就是很容易发现得到，
真是很神奇。
其实不能那个走路在外面，因为应该太危险吧？
会遇到很大的动物吗？你们在那边容易遇到什么样的大动物？
What kind of animals?
What kind of animals you find in
you can do?
Yeah, no, no, in your country.
大象。
大象吗？
First, it depends on the explanation about it.
Yeah, it's just for example.
For example, maybe they would say, I'm not experiencing seeing going to a big national park, but they say it's easy to see giraffe and like wild beast and how to say zebra. Zebra and.
Panda, cool.
They say elephant, though, it's also not difficult to see them. And not easy to see lions, because they're always hiding.And maybe they can help me to add.
Yeah. To my side, I think because I'm from the northern part of Tanzania, where there is most of the national park, so it's easy to see the big five in the big national park. Yeah. Speaking of Serengeti, Ngorongoro, and Tarangire, the big five animals are elephant, rhinoceros. Giraffe, no, you might correct me well, if I'm wrong. Buffaloes and hippopotamus.
Yeah.
So in the big national park, you will always see the big five animals.
Wow.
Yeah, that's actually what makes Tanzania, I mean our country, the most tourist destination place in Africa.
Wow.
Because we have a vast of animals. And the big part is the wild-based migration, which actually happens during the August and July. So that's where you'll find a lot of animals. I've just spoken about the big five, but there are a lot of animals, speaking about wild-based, zebras, we have the gazelles, we have the impalas, and many, many, many of them.
I can be wrong.
So I can actually, I just give the brief of it, but you can also visit the official website of the Ministry of Natural Resources.
Or Tanzania National Park.
Or Tanzania National Park. And you'll find a lot of information regarding our country and the national parks that are available.
那妈妈刚才有提到，就是那种比较大型的，像长颈鹿啦、斑马这种，是很常看到的。那狮子可能就会躲起来，那看到也不太好，所以
对，
那也可能一些大型的草食性动物。那 Kelvin 他说他。是来自于那个坦桑尼亚的北部，那边有很多很多国家公园。那他有提到有五种，比较长，应该说五种最大的动物，有长颈鹿，然后犀牛，水牛，然后河马，
hippopotamus，
没有
hippo
buffalo
giraffe elephant、
还有大象
、
大
象
对，那他说其实如果想要知道更多的一些详细的动物啊，或者是国家公园介绍，可以他建议可以到他们国家公园的网站上去查询，都有很多的资讯。
这其实也是我们台湾很难想象，我们台湾讲说国家公园大概就比较常多人草，但像垦丁，然后到花东的太鲁阁，这些其实基本上在台湾的国家公园最容易看到的动物就是 people，only people，
有吗？
对，只有人而已。对，所以我想对你们这次特别是你们学永续环境永续经营，然后到国家公园，感觉是一个环境永续经营的一个一种方式，应该有很多不同的想法。所以我想先听听看，就跳脱我们原本的仿纲，你们自己，我希望每个人都可以分享看看，在自己学环境永续经营。然后看垦丁国家公园，你们有什么样的心得或者是想法可以跟大家分享一下
？So you are
any new thoughts?
You are a substantial environment student, but do you have any reflection to the Kenting National Park?
Yeah. Reflection?
Yeah, reflection or suggestion or any feedback, comment to Taiwan's national park.
For me, I think the government of Taiwan have done their best to protect the protected areas. Even though they are open to the public, people can go. Because in my country there are some press, they call it game reserves. We are not allowed to do any activities there. So I think it's because we have enough land, so they won't allow anyone to go. They will just put game reserve for this protected area. But in Taiwan, I think the government have done their best to include public to protect the areas. So I can say most of the people in Taiwan, they have the knowledge of protecting their area. So we went in the national park, but we didn't see any trashes in the national park. It's clean. So that defines that people understand that we should keep this place safe and clean. Even though they have few animals around there, but still they need to protect the area.
Yeah. 爸爸他是说，他觉得其实台湾政府在国家公园的保护上其实做得很好，他开放了民众可以到国家公园去参观、去访问。那像他们在他们国家，他们其实有一些国家公园是不允许普通的民众进入的。大家说可能是因为他们国家很大，他可能也会政府会担心危险。那可是他像台湾的国家公园，可以看到就是开放，那可以让民众到这边去学习、去参观。那也可以看到那个虽然在国家公园里面，看不到什么垃圾，对，所以他觉得台湾民众在自然保护这个的意识上面，其实是教育上面其实做得很不错的。
嗯，那其他同学，我想让大家轮流分享一下。
also maybe to add something on the access to the public. When the government allow people to go and see the area, the national park free.And they also provide the accessible way for people to go maybe inside of the park. Like we get this chance to go in to that high part of the park and we can see almost the whole park, which personally I feel like connected and see the beautiful of the nature. So it give me the reason to maintain myself and not using what I have maybe for granted. So that's why I think it's a product of the whole park. You cannot see trashes. Mm-hmm. Also the way they build the roads within is in sustainable way, because they use some rocks, not like maybe plastic stuff, no. They use some rocks and some woods to access the park inside. So that's good and I love it.
Nelson 他说，因为我们有带他们去摄影公园去那个参观，那他觉得摄影公园其实维护得很好。他政府虽然是自然国家公园，但他也是造了一些小径让游客可以参观。那他可以，我们有带他们到凌霄亭上面去，他们可以从凌霄亭看到整个自然公园跟整个垦丁，他觉得那个景色很棒。那也因为人们可以轻易的看到这么漂亮的大自然的景色，那他就会促成人们想要好好去保护自然的这个心情。那园区里面的一些建筑物啊，或者是一些设施，其实也多半他观察到多半是用一些可以回收的，像石头啦或木材啦这种自然的素材去建造而成的，比较少用到塑胶、橡胶这种。所以他觉得其实在整体而言，台湾的以垦丁国家公园、摄影公园作为例子的话，他觉得是非常的不错。
好，没
好，
你就完全不用靠老师了。
好。我也觉得就是，台湾也是很棒，可是还要那个让那个国家公园比较对比较那个自然，对，因为这边我发现有那个他们有做很多的东西，比如说那个房子等等，对，因为这样子可能会动物就是爬，你知道，就是
动物就不敢靠近，
对。会让他们就是，跑步这样子，对，这是我的
不够自然的感觉，
对，不够自然，
还是太多人在里面了
，too many people，
OK，
and you，
on my side I think Taiwan has a very high knowledge on environmental conservation， especially what we've observed in Kenti, people have a they're highly aware of the environmental conservation around the park. So that's why Barnaba said we didn't see any trash alongside the road, so within the park. So it's really, really welcoming and a very good place to be.
那个 Kelvin 他也是觉得就是台湾人民的素质，公民素质其实蛮高的，尤其是政府们在环境教育这一块，他其实做了蛮多的努力。那所以他跟他一样举到刚刚 Barnaba 的例子，他在垦丁公园的路上、街上，其实或者是在社林公园里面，他没有看到任何的垃圾。他觉得这是台湾人民就是保护自然环境的一种做法，他觉得非常的棒。
你们这一次，OK。
Also, I think one more point is that I read some of the posters within the park, and it shows clearly what are the boundaries of that national park. Like, if you go inside, we're allowed maybe to pass only on the road. You cannot just go inside, maybe taking picture or do other not good stuff there. So they make clear and people understand that. Like, okay, now we have access to this national park, but still, we have boundary and need to respect that in order for this national park to exist for longer time and for future generations to come.
那他有注意，Nelson 他有注意到，就是在国家公园里面，他有很多那种标志啊，或者是海报啦，他就是告诉人们，就是你欢迎你来到国家公园，但是你有一些地方你不能进入，就是如果你不能脱离我们
有一些保护区
的保护区，你还是不能进入。那他也觉得，其实台湾人民都可以去遵守这项规则，他觉得很好。
好，那你们这次这样听起来，好像去走社顶公园花比较多时间。比较少去海边，对不对？他们自己有去吗
？It is we go to the hike for to spend much time, but we go to the beaches.
Beach,
我们有去海边，
有去海边。我本来想说，听起来好像生态走的比较多，
海边有。
因为本来想说，如果你们还有机会再下去的话，可以来找我们，我们可以带你们去走潮间带生态观察什么的。
这次是倒是没有，
因为刚好我和我太太两个人本行就是我们。这是海生馆当解说员开始在垦丁工作，就是海洋就偏我们的本行，也许有机会再下来我们可以带你们去走一走，因为又很不一样。垦丁的动物很多都是比较小型的，然后在海边的比较常见这样子。
So maybe next time we go camping, he can guide us to the beach to see more ocean and more.
而且
love that.
可以下来到我们餐厅，我们请你们吃个饭。那我们回到廊桥鹰记的这个部分，我好奇，就是同学们在做这个老鹰的过程当中，有什么过程是你们印象比较深刻的
？So we back to the photo. So which part you have most impressive experience when you doing the creation?
I think we were working on the eyelashes.Of the eagle.
What?
The eyelashes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that's actually going to define the face of the eagle.
So you think it's the most difficult part?
No, it was not difficult, but very challenging. And it was impressive to make that. I think we were working with it with Bright.
Yeah.
So there is a time that we found ourselves making two different types of eyelashes. One that was up and the other one was down, so we had to repeat over and over again. Yeah, and the second part I also do that was challenging and also very exciting was the wings.
Wings.
Yeah, the wings. Barnaba was actually doing that part and Nelson, but we jumped to it and we actually had to run away because it was very difficult.
At the same time.
Yeah. To my side, the eyelashes and the wings were actually challenging.
So Kelvin, 他觉得两个部分在制作老鹰的时候，他觉得印象很深刻。第一个是脸部的时候，做老鹰的脸部的时候，他说，不是说这很难，但是他就是觉得很有挑战性，因为他们可能尝试了很多的不同的表情，他的眉毛啊，他的眼睛的位置啊。那他跟 Bright 是完成这个部分，那另外一个是翅膀的部分，翅膀部分是 Barnaba 跟 Nelson 他们两个做。他其实一开始 Kelvin 他有尝试想要进去帮忙，但后来马上跑走，因为他觉得可能是太困难
了。太难了。好，还有其他人？
对，我也觉得，就是到了的时候，我觉得，怎么可能那个竹这样子，竹用那个竹子，对。所以我觉得，很特别，
很挑战。
对对对对，那我就OK， 我会那个试试做，然后就是看怎么会 就这样子，
就是很难想象用竹子做，可是后来还是做出来了。好 ，OK， 下一位。
For me, I think the part which I did and then I was impressed by myself is the tail of that eagle, because it's meant to make like half the wave to structure the feathers of that eagle. So I did that, a half of it and a half another, and then I was like, okay, this one I did. Yeah, like I was appreciating it myself. And the other part is the clothes of that eagle. It was small part, but it took me long time. Because this because we start together, they start wings at the same time. For me, I start the two clothes, but we finish at the same time. Even sometimes teacher come and correct me. So that part was very hard for me, but still, I hope I make it to the best I can. Yeah.
Nelson 他觉得他也是有两个部分，他觉得比较有挑战性。第一个是尾巴的部分，尾巴部分他可能觉得，他说因为他要有让他有起伏、有造型跟立体感，他也花了蛮多时间在上。他做了一半，帮他爸做了一半。第二个部分是爪子的部分，他说爪子算小小的，但他其实也花了很多时间，而且他说老师其实修正蛮多的他的那个爪子的部分。那两个爪子小小的，其实他完成的时间跟帮他爸做翅膀的时间花的是一样的。
Okay,
For me, I think it was the part because I was on the tail and the wings. It was really sometimes stressful. Because maybe sometimes I do it, even if I look on by myself, I found that I'm doing something different. Maybe the number of wings, another side is different. So we start to think how to do it. Or sometimes maybe you are doing, then the teacher will come back. So then, when you say no, then I will stay away and look at by myself. Then I will find the mistake and be seen clear.
Grab a pot of water.
So that was challenging because we had to remove and put it again. And if you remove some that will be broken, you can't put it again. You need to find another one. So I think what we did good, I think. The tail was good, and the wing was also good, but not compared to tail. So the tail was good because it was a bit not difficult, but the wings was very difficult because it's two things you need to make it identical.
Okay. 那爸爸他也是觉得他应该主要是翅膀，他觉得他的尾巴做得很好。做的比翅膀好，他说翅膀他也是很努力做，但是因为翅膀是分两个部分嘛，
两边，
他觉得要找到那个平衡其实很困难。那尤其是老师都会过来对他施加压力，那因为老师会去看他做的怎么样，他常常就是不满意就会请他抽掉重做。那抽掉又很麻烦，是你可能就没办法在原位置放回去做，你要再找别的方法、别的路径去把柱子弄上去。然后。但是他觉得他老师提醒他之后，他就会尝试退着远远的再去重新审视一遍他的老鹰。他觉得的确是做的不是很好，那他就会再去把它
再修正一下。
我还有觉得那个嘴巴的部分，就是不太难，可是做完的时候，然后出来看，我觉得为什么那个感觉不一样？
But it sounds each part are difficult to me.
No, but it's just like amazing, and sometimes it's stressful. Sometimes you think, and then you need to change and something. Yeah.
他们觉得可能有时候被老师纠正，他其实压力也是蛮大。
因为明堂老师看起来是个严肃的人。
黄老师。
The meaning, I think, the way we look things is not how they are inside, because I remember the first two days, we can understand what we did. Because we are doing the eyes, we just finished maybe. Because we are thinking, okay, we need to stay here until Saturday. Okay, maybe we can have more time here. But the first day we do it, then we say, okay, tomorrow we'll come and finish the body of the ego. But we didn't finish anything on the second day. Then we thought, maybe this is very difficult. Because we had to hide the steel, the shape of the ego, that was, you have to make sure you cover everything.
Yeah.
So the way we looked before doing it, so we were thinking like, this is easy, we're just going to finish, and we are four, so it won't take time. Then you found that was
even some people can take even 1 week, more than 1 week or 10 days.
Mm.
So that is what I can say, that the way we look, think, that is not how they are. So we should just do it and see how they are.
所以妈妈也再次强调说，本来一开始去觉得应该不难，可能花个一两天就可以结束。那老师第二天也是跟他们讲说，因为他们第二天开始，老师就开始教他们怎么做，然后老师教他们把这个 body 给完成，这个身体的部分，他们可能觉得 OK， 我们有四个人，应该不是太大问题。我们结果没想到他第二天其实完全都没有完成那个部分，那他就觉得有压力。虽然他们有到礼拜六，他们还有几天的时间，而且他们有四个人，但是他们还是有感到蛮大的压力。
但真的成果我觉得是非常好看的，就是很难想象你们没有做过，对，所以就很厉害。那接下来我想说到采访的后段呢，就是你们会怎么样告诉听众哪一只老鹰是你们做的？你们简单描述一下，就介绍一下你们的作品。
Simply describe your creation to our audience. Describe the eagle.
你们会怎么介绍它呢？
Like the way it's look, right? In any kind.
For me, I think the way the ego look is like the ego is trying to catch something. It's like when you know the way ego hunt, he goes high and then when he came down, he come by the full speed to pick up his prey. So at that structure, it's like he's already nearby his prey to catch it. So.Yeah, it's like I go. Someone who is a warrior, yeah, like now this is my time. I have to do it.
尼尔森说，他觉得这次的老鹰的他们我们完成的老鹰的作品是像是老鹰在准备狩猎，找到猎物了，准备狩猎要带回家享用的那种感觉一样。所以只要看到这只老鹰，你有觉得这种感觉，那就是他们
做的，那就是他们做的。好，有其他有没有同学要分享
？Yeah, to me, actually, what I can say is.The structure itself of the ego, because it has spread its wings, its claws are high, like how the ego flies.
Mm.
So it's very symbolic to the migration of the gray-faced buzzard from Miyako-jima to Manchu. So the way the structure is very symbolic to what we meant to display to the people.
Now, Helvin 他讲到他因为老鹰是展翅。在飞翔的感觉，那就是他觉得很有从宫古岛飞到台湾这种象征性的意义，他觉得可以带给台湾的民众一种老鹰千里迢迢飞到台湾来的这种感觉。
千里迢迢飞来这边狩猎了。
对
对
对，你结合在一起是。
对对对。好，还有没有同学要分享呢？那我想最后就问问看老师，就是像这一次的长荣大学跟垦管处的合作，跟上一次其实应该非常不同，对不对？
对。
哦，这一次结合了更多可能跟原本想象不到鹰记会做的元素有关。那对老师你自己来说，就这样子的一个活动的合作，你有什么样的想法可以跟大家分享的？
其实真的是跟去年的形式蛮大的差别。去年的话，我们鹰记也是在满洲国中，那我们。当天下午到，然后就是我们也是先开了一个线上，跟日本宫古岛的专家，惠民防卫专家开了一个线上小型的研讨会，应该说分享，不能算研讨会。然后我们也去看了鹰矿啊，它起鹰跟落鹰啊，然后还有发现有很多的摊位，很多组织在摆摊，然后都是跟环境教育啊，跟惠民防卫有相关的。我们觉得是垦管处这几年经营的真的是非常的不错，看到很多。爸爸妈妈、家长带着小朋友来体验。那今年这个形式，我们跟王老师这边聊过之后，发现他其实除了会面狂鹰这个元素之外，他想要带进更多垦丁在地的特有种，班卡拉苏蛙啦、班卡拉瓜牛啦、莫氏苏蛙啦、梅花鹿啦，这种都是垦丁很有垦丁在地特色的。然后再加上会面狂鹰，那我觉得这其实就是环境教育。想要呈现给每个家庭不同的地方，他可以透过这些物种去了解，垦丁在地到底有什么动物值得我们去保护。那王老师这次创作，他也用了很多像海狒、 海废物、漂流木啊，或者不好意思，海废物，然后像
银河欢
这种外来物种，
对，
它其实想要诉求就是更多就是我们人们在面对自然环境的一些受到不管是外来种的破坏，或者是我们人们自己制造的废弃物，我们该如何去解决？那这个其实跟垦管处他们在长期在做环境教育，还有我们长荣大学长期在环境教育这一块，其实是蛮相似的，因为不谋而合的地方。那透过这次的我们邀请学生去创作，跟垦管处跟在地的艺术家创作，那跟以往不同，跟去年的音季不同，那我们想要呈现给来观赏音季的客群的客人有不一样的体验。
嗯，好，那最后也跟老师还有同学们稍微分享一下，因为这一次的案子其实是刚我们这边帮老师整个规划，那我们选了很多在地生物，老鹰原本在你们做之前只有一只嘛，
对，
我们的概念其实就是老鹰是远道而来的，西伯利亚让远路飞飞飞，还有像你讲宫古岛休息一下再飞过来这边，这么远过来其实是客人，通常客人人数会比较少，那在地的就是我们主人要迎接，所以我们要选了几个在地的主人，就包括了班塔拉瓜牛，然后莫氏树蛙，还有梅花鹿，分别象征恒春半岛，然后象征垦丁，还有象征台湾迎接。那刚好四位同学从非洲来到台湾，就是这种感觉还蛮好的，就是有点象征我们在地，然后迎接你们来这边，不管是学习还是体验台湾的生活，然后最后也许就是搭起我们的友谊的桥梁这样子。好，那今天真的非常感谢你们在我们这边跟大家分享一下你们来到了满洲，来到垦丁这边做的这一趟的一个体验，谢谢你们，谢谢，
感谢。